This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله عز وجل وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. All praise is due to Allah, we praise Him, we seek His aid and we ask for His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evils of ourselves and the evil consequences of our actions. Whomsoever Allah guides, none can lead astray. And whomsoever Allah leaves to go astray, none can guide. I bear witness that none has the right to be worshipped. None has the right to our ultimate love and devotion but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, who has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared and die not except as Muslims in a state of submission to your Lord. O mankind, be dutiful to your Lord who created you from a single person, and from that person he created his wife, and from them both he created many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights and observe the rights of your kinship. Surely Allah is ever and all watcher over you. O you who believe, keep your duty to Allah, fear Him and speak the truth. He will direct you to righteous deeds and will forgive you your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed attained a great achievement. The best words are the words of Allah and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the worst thing in the religion are the newly invented matters. Because all the newly invented matters in innovation, in religion are innovation and bid'ah, and every bid'ah is misguidance and it leads to the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He talks about humanity, He divides them into two categories. The first ones are the ones who are thankful and grateful to Allah. The second one are the ones who live in denial to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in denial to His gifts, in denial to His bounties, in denial to His overwhelming and countless blessings upon us. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that the second type or the second category, and that's the thankful ones, the ones that are grateful to Allah, they are the minority. They are a very small minority. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Qur'an, وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ. And only a minority, a small portion of my servants are grateful and thankful to me. So that shows that the majority of humanity prefers to live in denial to the blessings and gifts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. And a great part of Islam is about thankfulness and about gratitude. So when we practice and live in tawheed, we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, we single Him out in worship, and we don't associate partners with Him. We don't take the angels as gods or as objects of worship or as objects of our dua and supplication. We don't take the prophets as divine creatures. But we take them as human beings, noble human beings. We do not worship them. We do not extend any act of worship towards them. Whether it's a salah or a sujood or a dua or tawakkul and reliance and dependence. All of this is due only to Allah. And we do not worship or associate in worship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not associate peers and righteous people. Because these are merely human beings. And if they were good or if they are good, this is for their own benefit. It's for their own sake. And they can hardly save themselves from the punishment of Allah on the Day of Judgment. When we engage in Tawheed, that's a great act of thankfulness. It's an act of acknowledgement of Allah's oneness and Allah's greatness, that He is the one who created us. He is the one who sustains us. He is the one who perfected our creation. He is the one who created this whole universe for us to be at our service. So it is gratitude that we turn to Allah alone in worship and recognition and acknowledgement and devotion. So the essence of our religion, that is Tawheed, and the unity and the oneness of Allah, is in essence an act of gratefulness. And when we practice our salah, it's an act of gratefulness and gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it's a statement of gratitude. Oh Allah, thank you for creating me. Thank you for guiding me. Thank you for showing me the way that leads to you. Thank you for your countless blessings. That's what the salah is all about. And every other act of worship that we do is an act of gratitude. One of the biggest problems that we're facing these days and in all times is that we reduce thankfulness, ash-shukr, only to words. Only to words. So we think when we say to Allah, Alhamdulillah, and oftentimes it doesn't even come from our hearts, we think that's what Allah requires of us. We are grateful to Allah. We've been thankful. When we say, Alhamdulillah, ash-shukru lillah, and that's it. But that's the minimum you can ever do in gratefulness. The beauty about gratitude and about thankfulness and about shukr is something that Allah reveals in the Quran when He says, and He speaks to Prophet Dawood alayhi salam and to his family. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to him, اعملوا آل داود شكرا. اعملوا آل داود شكرا. O Dawood and your family, your household, act in gratitude. In other words, live your life in gratitude. The beauty in Islam, and this is a prospect that Islam offers us, and it's a very beautiful prescription for life, it is to make your life a statement of gratitude to Allah. Everything good, everything inherently good you can engage in, can be done within the frame of gratitude and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's how we should live our lives. This is how we should live our lives. So when you work, you can turn that into an act of thankfulness to Allah. When you walk, you can make that an act of gratitude to Allah. Even when you eat, you can make that an act of thankfulness to Allah. When you exercise and work out and look after your body, you could turn this into a great act of gratitude to Allah. When you're wearing clothes, you can turn this into a great act of thankfulness to Allah. When you are approaching your family, when you are as a man approaching your wife, you can turn that into an act of gratitude to Allah, and you will be rewarded for it. When you feed your children, you can turn that into an act of gratitude. When you play with your children, when you educate your children and help them do their homework, help them learn how to read and write, and how to learn the Quran, and teach them about life, when you give them an advice, when you direct them and orient them, this could be an act of gratitude. Literally speaking, everything you do in life, as long as it is inherently good, you can turn it into an act of gratitude, which means it's an act of worship. And it is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And the reason Allah loves it is that He Himself is grateful. He Himself is thankful. And that's why one of His names is Ash-Shakur. One of the names of Allah is Ash-Shakur, the one who is grateful. The one who acknowledges even the little things you do for him. And he's thankful. And he will pay you back manifold. And because Allah is grateful, He loves from among His servants the ones that embody this beautiful trait and live by it. And the Prophet ﷺ indicated this. And he clarified to us that some of the names and attributes of Allah, if we humans embody them and emulate them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us more of the consequences of those of His names and attributes. So Allah, the Prophet ﷺ says, الرَّاحِمُونَ يَرْحَمُهُمُ اللَّهِ. The ones that are merciful, Allah will be merciful to them. Because these people embodied this name and attribute of Allah, and that is of mercy. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them more of His mercy. More of His mercy. Because they are merciful. So when we are grateful and we are thankful to Allah and to His creation, Allah will be more thankful to us. And when Allah is thankful, you can't even imagine what He is going to give you. You can't even envision what He will offer you in return. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always give you better than what you offer Him. And that's the ultimate investment that we can do. So what we are going to talk about today is how to turn gratitude into a way of life. Instead of limiting it to our tongues. Instead of just saying Alhamdulillah, which we should do more of. But we should turn everything that we do, the casual routine work and actions that we do on a daily basis, instead of making them dead, instead of approaching them from a position of obligation and burden, why not give that twist to them, which will gain you so much reward and connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the work that you do in order to survive and support your family, instead of doing it out of a sense of obligation, out of a position of need and lack, why don't you look at that as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a family? There are people who tried to get married, but it's been very hard for them. They never found the right spouse. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not write for them to find a good spouse, so they suffer in their marital life. How many couple that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give them children? So look at the blessings that Allah has given you, a spouse. Allah has given you children. Allah has given you a family. Isn't that a great gift? How many lonely people there are in the world? How many women who don't find husbands, who are suffering in loneliness? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you a family, has given you a spouse, has given you children. You find the atmosphere at home cozy and homely and beautiful and warm when others are feeling desolate, are feeling lonely and left alone. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you something special. Something to warm your heart. Something to bring happiness to your chest. Something to give you tranquility and peace. Something to look forward to at the end of the day or on the weekend. When you see your children playing around with their innocence and their beauty. This gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These children that carry your name. This beautiful gift, you can be thankful to Allah. How? When you go to work, put it within the context or within the frame that I am doing this in order to support this family that Allah has given me. And I'm doing this to be grateful to Allah, to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, thank you for giving me a gift. The way I will say thank you will not be limited to my tongue, but it will be limited to how I handle this trust. How I handle this blessing. How I deal with this gift. So I'm going to take care of it. Allah gave you a tongue. How should you be thankful for Him giving you a tongue? By using it to say good things. For using it to recite the words of Allah. For using it to give goodly advice. For using it to comfort someone who's in trouble. To use it to compliment someone who's in need of some kind of feedback. To use it when you remember the name of Allah. To use it when you give advice and you give benefit and information that is needed by someone else. So even when you talk, you can turn that into an act of gratitude. Because that's how you are thankful. So thankfulness means every gift that Allah has given you, you should first acknowledge it. Recognize it. Embrace it
appreciate it, and then use it in a goodly cause. That's how you can be thankful. And this, by this you fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's given to Dawood and to his family. اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُودَ شُكْرًا. Allah has given you something as simple and might seem silly to some people. Allah has given you hair. Hair, beautiful hair. Take care of it. Take care of it. Oil it. Nurture it. Comb it in a beautiful way. Don't make a sin with it, following all of these hippies and all of these trends that are against Islam. Use it to beautify yourself. The Prophet ﷺ actually directs us to this. He says, "Man kana lahu sha'run falyukrimhu." Whoever has hair, let him dignify it. Treat your hair well. The Prophet ﷺ says this. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. But we have taken Islam. Sometimes we have sucked the life out of Islam. We've made it into a robotic style of life, which is not. The Prophet ﷺ appreciated his hair. He would oil it. He would comb it. He would perfume it. And he would look after it. And he let it grow long because he loved it. He appreciated it. That's the Prophet ﷺ. Was that luxury? Was that silly to do? On the contrary. That means you're just a human being. And you are thankful to Allah. The Prophet ﷺ in another hadith says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ أَنْ يَرَى أَثَرَ نِعْمَتِهِ عَلَى عَبْدِهِ. Indeed, Allah loves to see the consequences. And Allah loves to see how His blessings show on His servants. So the gifts that you have been given, whether they are talents, latent talents, or a natural gift to do something, or a skill, or a personal strength, or anything special about you, it's not random. Allah did not throw gifts and talents and skills and strengths randomly just like that. Allah doesn't do anything random. He's Al-Hakim. He puts everything in its right place. So the set of skills and gifts and blessings and orientations and strengths that you have as a human being, they are meant for a reason. They are treasures that Allah puts within you. And most of us don't bother discovering these treasures, looking into them. You are supposed to look into yourself and see what Allah has given you. See what Allah has put inside you. So you can use these gifts. You can use these gifts. There is so much potential in every human being. There is so much potential. And when you do not turn to that, you know, when you do not turn your attention to this potential and these gifts, you live in denial. You live in denial to what Allah has given you. If I gave you some kind of perfume, you put it on the shelf and you never look at it, I won't feel good about it. I won't feel good about it. You don't appreciate my gift. You don't even give attention to it. You don't appreciate it. You don't value my good gesture. I, as a human being, would feel offended. What about the gifts that Allah has given you? And you never bothered looking into them. We think it's some kind of waste. Or we think it's not even manly to look into what Allah has given you. Where is all this nonsense came to us from? And some people have the guts to call this Islam. Some people have the guts to call this Islam. So in order to be grateful, in order to be thankful to Allah and live your life in gratitude and thankfulness to Allah, the first step is to turn into yourself and see what Allah has put in you that you need to be grateful for. And the way you are grateful to these things is that by acknowledging them, recognizing them, embracing them, appreciating them, recognizing their value and what you can do with them and their potential, then you decide to use this in a goodly cause. Providing for a family, raising your children, helping the needy, helping people in the streets, helping the youth, take them out of drugs and gangs and drinking and all that stuff, showing them something constructive to do about their life, helping people who have any kind of need, any kind of discomfort or disadvantage in their life. There is something inside you that you can offer to them. Use it. And that's how you live in gratitude. And gratitude is never ever a luxury. Because when you turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, Allah will ask you about everything. Everything He has given you, you will be asked about it. The Prophet ﷺ, when he ate one day with Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhum, another companion, had invited them. When they ate, it was just a little bit of meat. They ate. The Prophet ﷺ says, وَلَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. You shall be asked about this luxury, about these blessings from Allah. Just a piece of meat the Prophet ﷺ ate. So don't you think Allah is going to ask you about a gift, about a talent that He put inside you and you turned away from it. You lived in negligence to it. Completely ignored it when other people used it and made a difference in the world. It's not a luxury, it's a must. And if you do not respond, if you do not turn to Allah's gifts and appreciate them and use them in a goodly cause, in a beneficial cause, you will be turning to Allah in a state of ungratefulness. Ungratefulness and denial. And Allah will ask you on the day of judgment. Allah will ask you about every minute in your life. And Allah will ask you about everything He gave you and He put inside you. Why didn't you turn to it? Why didn't you appreciate it? When you live your life thinking that Allah hasn't given you, but has given all of those successful people, you live in denial to Allah. As much Allah has given them, He has given you. But you have failed to look into yourself, to appreciate what Allah has given you, and realize its full potential, and make that potential a reality. That's the whole thing. And that's the whole story. Don't blame Allah. Don't blame circumstances. Every human being has a potential. You can make a difference in your own way unless you live in denial. But we live in denial, then we blame it on Allah. We blame it on governments. We blame it on circumstances. We blame it on spouses. We blame it on relatives. We blame it on people who envy us, on the evil eye, on magic. And we play victim all our lives. And we will wake up only the moment the angels come to drag your soul out of your body. It will be too late by then. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم من كل ذنب. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. Other than standing in the presence or before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment and being asked about everything you were given in this life, did you acknowledge it? Did you recognize it? Did you embrace it? Did you use it? Did you benefit others with it? Apart from this, there is a very important consequence to lack of gratitude that takes place in this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And your Lord declared, He made it a clear declaration, that if you are grateful, if you are thankful to Allah, He will increase you. He will increase you. وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. But if you live in denial to the blessings of Allah, then the punishment of Allah is severe, in this world and in the next. What clarifies this is another verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. The majority of the mufassirin, they say, the meaning of this verse, Allah will not take away a blessing that He has bestowed upon a people until they change something within themselves that makes them act in denial to Allah. So if we have a blessing, Allah will not take it away unless we have changed something serious within ourselves, and that's an evil kind of change. And looking at us Muslims living in the West these days, previously Muslims had so much freedom. So much freedom. A lot of us came from other countries where we suffered from lack of freedom, from challenging circumstances financially, politically, socially, etc. Even professionally. So a lot of people came for a better life, a better prospect of life here. But it seems a lot of Muslims did not appreciate it. We brought some of the dogmatic thoughts, some of the authoritative way of forcing things on people. We did not appreciate the gifts of freedom that we managed to tap into in these countries. We didn't use it for a good cause. We didn't use it for a good cause. A lot of people came here and they kept the knowledge of Islam that they had away from the people in an attempt to protect themselves. When the people needed it badly, when people at a time were open to it, and they were willing, they were receptive, and they were willing to accept it. And alhamdulillah, we still have lots of freedom. We still have lots of space. We still have lots of mediums where you can spread the truth and you can share the truth. Not necessarily by preaching. but by simply being a good Muslim. By simply being a good Muslim and not even showing, because it would show. The nature of goodness is that it shows by itself and it inspires. It's a spark that connects to the soul and awakens it. And if we do not use this freedom and this space and any kind of advantage that we Muslims have in these countries, unless we use them wisely, for a good cause and for a good reason, they will not last for long. And we are seeing the early signs of this. We are seeing the early signs of this. Blame no one but yourself, as individuals and as an ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it a rule that He does not change a blessing that He has on people until they have changed something within themselves. So we need to live in gratitude. The way to make it practical is to look around at your life. You don't need to change the ummah. All you need to do is look after yourself. Start living your life. Make your lifestyle based on gratitude. You don't need to change so many things in your life. Just change your frame of reference. Change the way you look at your life. You go to work, don't do that out of a sense of obligation. It is there. The obligation is there, but keep it in the background. Do it as gratitude to Allah. Oh Allah, thank you for giving me this family. As a sign of appreciation and acknowledgement and gratitude to you, I will look after them. So I will provide for them and I will work hard for them. I will educate them and I will cultivate them in the best of ways out of gratitude to you. So you, Allah, see how appreciative I am. Allah has given you an easy life, a little bit of space, a little bit of luxury when it comes to financial situation. Use it to help out someone who's in need. And don't do it just out of obligation. Don't do it just out of maybe Allah will give me more. That's still good. But you can take your game to the next level by saying, oh Allah, I appreciate it. I went through times in my life when it was very difficult, and now, oh Allah, you have bestowed upon me ease, financial ease. I want you to know that I appreciate it. And because of that, I'm going to help your servants. I want to see someone who's in need, who's in a situation like I used to be in before. I want to help them out for your sake, oh Allah, just to show you my gratitude. Please accept it from me. Just do it like this. When you eat, instead of eating out of desire, just look at that food as a gift from Allah. Look at your body as a gift from Allah that you need to look after and sustain. Turn to Allah, say, oh Allah, thank you for this beautiful body. Thank you for putting in me that ability to taste and experience food in that way. I want to eat and I want to experience that gift from you and I want to show my appreciation just in enjoying it for you, oh Allah, alone. I will wear my clothes because I need to look after my body. Because that's the gift of Allah. I want to look after my body. I'm going to dress it up even nicely. The Prophet ﷺ used to love good clothes. That's part of the zina, beautification that we Muslims are supposed to have. When you sleep at night, don't sleep like a log. Don't just go to bed because you're completely tired. Turn to Allah, say, Allah, thank you for creating this wonderful, beautiful machine that is my body. It helps me go through the day and do so many things, so many great things. I can do physical things. I can do intellectual things. I have feelings. I can experience things at different levels. Such a beautiful experience. Thank you for this beautiful body. I appreciate it. And I want you to know that I appreciate it and I love it. I'm going to look after it. And I will give it the rest that it needs. Because I appreciate it. It's your gift. I will look after it. And I want you to know that I will look after it. It's your trust until the time comes that I return it back to you. As simple as that. You can look at everything you do. When you are studying, when you are reading, look at the intellectual gift that Allah has given you, the ability to grasp information, decipher principles and ideas, and relate to them, and create a mind map about them, and be able to relate to life. All of this beauty within you, thank Allah for it. So when you read, oh Allah, I'm going to nourish my mind. I'm going to learn more every day. I'm going to expand this beautiful gift that you have given me. And I want to reach with it the full potential. And I want to use it for something good. You have social ability. Use it. Appreciate it as a gift from Allah. Expand it. Take courses. Take workshops. Read books. Take courses and develop yourself for the sake of doing something good. You have some kind of political ability and influence. Go ahead and use it. You have skills in sports and any kind of athletic endeavor. Develop that within yourself and use it for a good cause. The world is an open field of gratitude where you can use it and get closer to Allah. And everything, that small twist will make your life more meaningful, will connect you to Allah in everything you do. So you stop that robotic routine way of approaching things. Your work becomes an act of worship. The time you spend with your kids becomes an act of worship. The way you're dressing up becomes an act of worship. Combing your hair becomes an act of worship. It's beautiful and sweet and lovely. And it assumes beautiful meaning. It's just by being grateful to Allah. Just by turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and saying, thank you, Allah, I know, acknowledge everything is from you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I want to just be good to your gifts and use them in a good way. In the dua during the khutbah, the Prophet ﷺ and the companions, there is no authentic narration at all that they raised their hands in Jum'ah during the khutbah. That's specific to the khutbah. So my advice would be, make the dua in your heart and you can say Ameen and feel the link to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you do not have to raise your hands. That's closer to the way of the Prophet ﷺ and his companions. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم كن للمستضعفين من المؤمنين في كل مكان اللهم احقن دماءهم اللهم صن أعراضهم اللهم احفظ عليهم دينهم وإيمانهم اللهم أبرم لهذه الأمة أمر رشد يعز فيه أهل طاعتك ويذل فيه أهل معصيتك اللهم اهد شباب المسلمين ورد ضالهم إلى دينك ردا جميلا اللهم اشف مرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضى المسلمين اللهم ارحم موتاهم وتقبل شهداءهم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين